This decade, the internet and I grew up together. In 2000, we were just kids. I was still drawing pictures with crayons, and Google wasn't even a verb yet. But by the time I was 11, I had my first cell phone. At 12, my first computer. And I snuck onto MySpace at 13. By the time I was in the 9th grade, technology and I were going steady. My Oakland Public High School gave us laptops instead of textbooks. I loved that because I could quickly email my teachers for help and instantly send my homework. My generation depends on modern technology. In school, to keep in touch with our friends, to listen to music, and to express ourselves. But one of the biggest paradoxes of the last decade was that while it was more or less mandatory to have a life online, no one had figured out how to balance the digital world with real-world responsibilities. By the 11th grade, my sweet relationship with technology became dysfunctional. I was falling asleep in English class every other day because I'd be up till 4 a.m. chatting online. Ironically, the same teacher who yelled at me in class is now my friend on Facebook. I knew I had to do something. So my senior year, the internet and I signed up for couples counseling and decided to spend some time apart. I canceled all but one of my social networking memberships. And now that I'm in college, I chat a lot less and use the internet in more resourceful ways. As 2010 approaches, I've decided the internet and I are better off as just friends. I'm curious about analog technologies, like film photography, and I'm even excited to send handwritten letters and postcards to my college friends over the winter break. Technology will forever have a place in my life, but if there's one thing the last decade has taught me, it's that sometimes you need to log off. With The Perspective, I'm Asha Richardson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.